Welcome to summertime in the South. Hello, and yes, it is definitely hot out there, and it's the summer. You got a lot of activities going on, but you know, the unofficial start to the dog days of summer, I think I figured it out. It is the first signs of that thing out there in the yard just taking over. It's just taking over everything. And it ain't kudzu I'm talking about. Y'all, I have a graphic perfect for what I'm discussing to help prove that we're in the height of summertime. It is Bahia grass. Oh my goodness, there's Bahia grass taking over Atlanta. And yes, if you are a Southerner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The little crazy weed that's sort of a grass that's been around a long time, and here's a close-up of Bahia grass. Now you know what I'm talking about. Bahia grass first introduced into the U.S. back about 100 years ago. Started out in Florida as a forage and pasture grass, and unfortunately, just like kudzu, it has definitely spread, and it is something that if you have a yard, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can go out there and cut your grass, and 4 days later, this Bahia grass has taken over. It's unfair. It's really unfair to have a nicely cut lawn and then just a handful of days later, it's like you never touched it. Now, good news with Bahia grass, it will go dormant to some, so to speak. I'm not a botanist by any mean. So I think it's in August. Maybe it starts slowing down and maybe you can get more bang for your buck with your yard, but it's not a lot of fun out there if you're having to cut grass or whatever you're out there. And then, you know, when it gets long enough, it gets on your socks or on your legs. But it's the way it is here in the southeast of the United States. Now, where is kudzu located, you ask? If you are not kudzu, where's Bahia grass? See, they're kind of the same. But yes, they are in that area right there, primarily in the southeast. As I said, this was first introduced in Florida around 1912. And it has definitely spread up, covering areas from Louisiana to Arkansas, almost all of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. But I've seen Bahia grass in a lot of other places. Now, again, pastures, yes, but it's in yards, it's in ditches. I think my high school football field was primarily Bahia grass, not by choice. It's just out of control, I'm telling you. And we've got to do something about it. Now, Bahia grass, there, as you can see, the range that it has, and it grows so quickly. Bahia grass, to some people, has a purpose. And here is something I found from the University of Florida. A Bahia grass mixed with perennial peanut mixes can cut fertilizer use. So some people are trying to say that Bahia grass is a green way of perhaps cutting down the emissions and or helping with emissions of fertilizers and such, because it does cover up bare land and stuff like that. Again, I'm no botanist. You can go look into this stuff yourself, but it is a nasty, nasty thing. And like I said, there's a lot of people out there in the lawn care business that make a lot of money this time of year off of things like Bahia grass. Now, how to get rid of Bahia grass? You may be trying to do that. Well, it's not as easy as you might think. As this graphic here shows, if you've got this metsulfurin, a herbicide, that's one way to help get the process going. But you need to start that in May, according to this article that I found. And then you've got to find bare spots with desired turf to kind of take over. It's not an easy process, and therefore, you got to get used to maybe say that it's going to be around, because, like I said, it grows so darn quick. It's really unbelievable how quickly this weed. I mean, it's considered a turf, but it's really, in my opinion, more of a weed than anything else. Bahia grass, and as I was kind of looking into starting today, I thought that this would be a very good way to kind of bring people up to speed with proving that it is definitely summertime, which is a good thing. but it's also a time of year where you've got to look at this unsightly thing all over the Southland. But hey, we'll take it. It's better than having to look out at a yard full of snow, as our friends up north have to look out for most of their winter months. And even us here in the South, we've had a bit of that as well. But hey, you grass, one more time, let me pull up this fun graphic. Oh yeah, taking over Dixie. Y'all look out. Thanks for watching. Y'all.com is our website. I'm John Rawl. We'll see you soon.